Hi, everyone, and welcome back to a new episode of Start Inspired. I'm your host, Samantha March. Thank you so much for listening to a new episode. If you're watching on the YouTube channel, thank you. If you're watching, you might be able to see me doing something just out of frame and wondering what it is I'm doing. I'm petting my dog's ears. My dog Aries is right next to me, and she has the softest ears around. So that is what we are doing, but welcome to a new episode. I'm really excited to jump into this one because it's going to be all about building my night routine and how I am starting to incorporate weekly self-care nights into my night routine. This has been something I've talked a little bit on the podcast about. I think maybe it was my May goals that I was saying how I wanted to start building a better night routine and like being to sleep at a certain point. And it's just something that I've mentioned on the podcast and then also on my YouTube channel where these podcast episodes go live at. If you can notice a makeup mess behind me, I do also have my main YouTube channel, which is primarily beauty focused, and I have been filming like a madwoman this week for content over there. Lots of new makeup, Sephora haul, we got new eyeshadow palettes. It's been a whole thing. So lots of videos, lots of content coming your way from me. But as always, before we jump into it, I just want to say if you are watching on YouTube, I hope that you will subscribe, like this video, leave a comment letting me know about your night routine or any future video topics that you would like to see from me. And of course, if you are listening on like Spotify or Apple Podcasts, if you want to rate and review, that's always so helpful. Or take a screenshot, post it maybe on Instagram, tag me at by Samantha March, let me know that you are listening. And that always helps out so much. But like I was saying, I want to talk a little bit about my night routine. And I have been working on creating a morning routine that I love for several years now. It was probably around like 2018, 2019 that I started to really get into having a morning routine, finding what works best for me. I've had a lot of changes in my life from moving and going from being married to divorce, and obviously things like that changes up your routines as well, and you have to fall into new routines and find new things to do. But I feel like I've gotten into a really good morning routine to the point where the morning or the afternoon that I'm filming this, I needed to go get fasting labs done. I do my blood work every year, like a hormone panel, check a few other things, my cortisol, see what's going on, as I do struggle with hormone imbalance and PCOS. So I had my yearly appointment a couple of weeks ago, and I discussed with her about how I wanted to have all these labs ran. And she said, great. And she's like, come in whenever. You can just drop into the clinic to get these labs, but they are fasting. And for your cortisol, you have to take it. You have to have them drawn by a certain time as well. So I needed to be there between like 8 and 9 a.m. When I tell you that I was putting off doing my labs, not because I didn't want to go. I didn't want my blood drawn. I didn't want to do the drive. It's probably like a 20-minute drive for me to go to my clinic. I didn't want to disrupt my morning routine. That's how much I love it. How much I love my morning routine. And today I was like, Samantha, it's been 2 weeks. Like, you have to go. Like, I don't know if your labs like request is going to expire, but like, you have to go do it. But I was so mad because I love it. I wake up, I do my stretches in bed, I take a cold shower, I start in on my skincare, I have bone broth, I have my greens juice, I make my breakfast, I play Wordle, I work out, I walk my dog. Like, I have a whole routine set up and I look forward to it so much every day. Like when I go to sleep at night, I'm excited for my morning routine. I'm already like excited for my breakfast. I mean, I'd be ice rolling in my face. I have a great time. I love sitting outside in the morning. I love going on my early morning walks. That is why I kept putting off my fasting labs. And I was like, I need to create a night routine that I love that much. And I feel like for me, nights are a little bit harder and like a night routine is a little bit harder because, some nights are early nights for me. Last night was an early night. I made tea. I read a book. I went to bed fairly early. Some nights I'm up later. Either I'm working or something's going on. If you can see in the YouTube video, I live in Las Vegas. I was going to say from Las Vegas. Close enough. I was born in California, but I live in Las Vegas. The Golden Knights are playing in an elimination game tonight. They could win it all in just a few hours for the Stanley Cup. Maybe we're going into game six, but I don't know about that. Like, it's going to be an exciting night. So, I'm probably not going to be going to bed early tonight. I'm going to be watching the game with friends. So,
sometimes it's a little bit harder. Like even on the weekends, I pretty much keep on track with my morning routine. But at nights, it's, maybe it's a Saturday night and I'm out until midnight or whatever it may be. So I feel like that's a reason why the night routine is a little bit harder for me to create one that I love so much, because I feel like sometimes I can't be as consistent. But there's a few things that I have found that I think really helps with my night routine, getting myself set up for it, and also having good sleep. And like I said, I also wanted to focus this one on having a weekly self-care night. This is something that I've started to really look forward to, and I actually do talk about this in a video on my main YouTube channel, because I kind of go through all of the different products. But on this one, it's not necessarily going to be very product specific. You can get that from that YouTube video, and I can link it in the show notes and in the description box. But in this one, I just want to kind of talk about it in general. The one thing with my night routine that I've been finding that I really enjoy is having tea at night. So I'm definitely someone who likes sweets, and especially after dinner, I can be looking for like chocolate or ice cream. One thing that I feel like kind of helps curb that for me is tea. And usually at night I drink spearmint tea. And this is something that I have read that can help with supporting digestion. So that was something that was important to me. And I feel like it's not that it's sweet by any means, but I almost just feel like it's something and it takes my mind off the fact that I want something sweet. So I do look forward to having my tea in the evenings now. And that is something that kind of starts to signify to my brain that I'm winding down. And I've talked about this in the past too, of like having little things that let you know it's about time to turn off. I usually have my candle warmer turned on, but I've been in and out all day, so I haven't had it on. But I typically have my candle warmer on behind me. Turning off the lights in my office, my softbox, my main overhead lights. That's like, okay, you're leaving. I have a home office and I'm not the most balanced when it comes to work-life balance, if you will. So something about turning off the lights that final time is like, okay, you are done. Like you are done working in the office for that day. Now turning on the tea kettle is like something that kind of signifies that to my brain. Closing my blinds signifies that. Turning on my humidifier, in my room, that signifies that. So these little ways, these little things, these little habits that you get into that start to become automatic, which I talked about in a recent podcast episode, I feel like all of those really help me out and start to put my mind in that mood. I've also talked previously about changing my clothes. Listen, I'm wearing a t-shirt and leggings right now. Oftentimes in the house, that's what you'll catch me in, sweatpants, a comfy set, whatever it may be. But I do try to change when it comes to the morning. And then it's like, okay, it's a new day. Like you're going to go to the gym or you're going to exercise or go for a walk, change into something else. And then at night, change into a different outfit as well. So that way it's like, this is my sleeping outfit versus this is what I've been like chilling in at home all day. Of course, if I do things, I usually put on real clothes, but also sometimes I don't. I live in loungewear, so is what it is. But that's just another really small thing that I do. And I've talked about not turning on the TV as much and doing some reading, and I've been trying to read more off of my Kindle as well and doing more actual paperback books. And so, or hardcover books, just physical books, I guess I should say. Currently, I am reading The Dog Cancer Survival Guide because my dog was diagnosed with cancer in early May. So I have just been reading as much as I can. And at this point, I'm just kind of like rereading sections and understanding just, how life looks a little bit different right now. And I'm doing the best I can. But that's another reason that has really played into me trying to find this self-care night. I'm not leaving as much. I have a harder time leaving my dog, and also just not spending as much money on like pricey spa treatments or massages, just different things like that, because having a dog with cancer is definitely a huge financial undertaking. I have been so incredibly thankful to my community. We've done a GoFundMe, which is going to cover a good chunk of her chemotherapy treatments, which is so huge. So I'm so grateful for that. We started like an Amazon wish list for her, and I have an unboxing video on my main channel of her opening all of her packages. And I mean, the support of my community has been absolutely unreal during this time. But it's also, definitely something that I always have in the back of my mind. And just being a little bit more aware, and especially if I can be putting money towards like content that I can create, which then is part of my job and just all of those things. So whether it be like a Sephora haul or like a fashion haul or even around the home haul, just different things like that, where I can like create content and give reviews on and different things like that, versus something like just going to get a massage for myself. I can't, you know, that doesn't really like move my job forward. So that's kind of what I'm focused on the moment. So if I can have a weekly self-care night to look forward to, then it's really helping me during this time. So I do like to get some reading done and do my skincare. And this is one thing where every week I am trying to do a face mask, and it just kind of depends on really where my skin is at the time. Sometimes I want to use, you know, more of like an exfoliating mask, a mask for like breakouts. But a lot of times I keep going back to one of my favorites, like I mentioned in the YouTube video, which is from Pharmacy, their Honey Halo mask. That's one that I just enjoy, and it has this like warming sensation to it, and it just kind of makes me feel a little like. But I have the whole thing where I double cleanse, and then I will go in and do my mask and just kind of hang out, you know, just relax, whether it be on the bed. Sometimes I like to do my legs up the wall, especially if I've had like a really big dinner or eaten anything that I feel like is kind of bothering my stomach. I'll do the legs up the wall, which can help with digestion as well. Listen to a podcast or like a guided meditation, and just again, try to relax. I've struggled with really high cortisol levels and stress levels, so if I can try to relax before bed, I feel like that's good for me as well. And then after I do my face mask, I've been using actually a facial device. It's from Amiro Beauty, and it's their like facial toning device. And I was really interested. I got to work with them on a sponsored video. This is not sponsored at all. They probably don't even know I have a podcast, but, when they asked me to work with them on a video on YouTube and I went to their website, I saw them describe this facial device as like yoga for your face and like a workout for your face. And I was curious about it, and I don't have a device like this at home. And I see a lot of other influencers who do, or have like this device also has like the red light in it. And I see a lot of people using like the red light masks. And another reason why I wanted to try it was because I've stopped my microneedling treatments, which I was doing in the winter. But once we get to this really hot weather in Las Vegas where the sun is like beating on us all day, my esthetician doesn't really recommend, nor do I really want to do microneedling in the winter where you really want to stay away from the sun. That goes for, like, I know some women out here who have done like laser hair treatments, and they will stop them in the summer because they're not supposed to go on in the sun. So I thought, if there's something that I can do while I'm in between microneedling appointments until we start them back up again, because I don't do Botox, or fillers or anything like that. So I thought, what can I do like in the meantime? So this is what I came on to, and I really like it. It's easy to use, and it's also one of those things that it's so relaxing to use. So it has two different features. I mostly use the one that's kind of geared towards the PM, which is for like lines and wrinkles and facial tightening and all of that. And it has the red light. And so I just put like a little bit of gel on there. And then once you start, it has a timer automatically in it. So once you start on like your right cheek, it'll go for 3 minutes. It'll vibrate. You move to the left cheek, it'll vibrate. And then you do your forehead, which I believe is a lesser amount of time. And then you're done. So it takes like 10, 11 minutes or whatever. So it's really quick, but it gets really warm. And it's just one of those things, like I lay in bed and I just like run it over my face, and it just feels relaxing. Like no one else is doing it, you know, to me, like I would be at a salon, but I can close my eyes and pretend. Okay. And I find it to feel very relaxing. And so far, looking at my skin, I feel like I'm still in a pretty good place. So I've been appreciating that. So that's something I try to work in at least weekly. But to be honest, I usually grab it, I'm going to say at least like every other night in my regular routine, just because it's so quick. And if I have a night that I'm in a little bit earlier and I start my night routine a little bit earlier, it doesn't take anything to add 10 more minutes into my routine. And it's just like a, why not do this? But for sure, on like my self-care night, I'm doing this Amiro Beauty. I know they gave me a discount code. I don't know how long it's active for, but it's just Samantha for $20 off.
And that I believe it's around $300. And the way that I looked at it too, with like thinking about finances, is when I go to my microneedling appointments, they're usually around like 150 or like 170 or something like that. Hydrafacials are usually around that same price point. And this is something that's just like a one-time fee, and then you can just keep using it. So that was kind of how I looked into doing that, and why I wanted to incorporate it. But another thing I really wanted to do was a hair routine. So I took my extensions out a couple months ago, and so I've been really trying to focus on hair regrowth and just repairing my hair. I used to have hair like down to my waist. I never really had like thick hair, but it definitely wasn't as thin as it is now. In 2019 and 2020, I was going through fertility treatments, which really puts a lot of stress on the body, but it can also cause you to lose hair. And then just the stress of like that whole situation. I got divorced, I moved, I'm on my own, I started a business, lots of things happening in there. My hair just kept falling out. So that's why I decided to go with hair extensions to give me a little bit of confidence when I was doing my move and starting over. But after 2 years, I decided to take them out and focus on trying to regrow my hair. So that's what we're aiming for. So once a week, this is what I want to incorporate. And this is why it kind of makes it like this whole, like, I feel like the hair really ties in this whole self-care night, right? Because first, what I do is I take a scalp massager and I run it all over my head. And then I take from Fable and Mane, it's their Holly Roots hair oil. I do also want to make like a rosemary like oil spray as well, but the one that I'm using right now is from Fable and Mane, and I put it really close to my roots. And then I take their hair mask and I get my hair damp. I have like a little spray bottle, get my hair damp, and then I put their mask on everywhere else with my hair. And then I brush it through, and then I wrap my hair up in like a turban. And then that's what I sleep on. So, I mean, that really signifies like I'm not going anywhere. I'm not seeing anybody. Even if my friends are trying to get me to go out, it's like I got my hair up, like, and it's got a mask in it. Like, I can't be going anywhere. So that to me, something about like having a hair mask and taking all these extra steps just really signifies like this is your night for you. This is your night. Like, this is your night, okay? So something about that just kind of signals that to my brain that we're making this like a special night. So that's what I sleep in. And then when I wake up in the morning, I jump in the shower and I wash my hair. And my hair feels so soft after doing this. So once I did it the first couple of times, I was like, I'm definitely doing this on a regular basis because my hair just feels good, feels soft. It just looks nicer. Like I think I did a little video. I put it on TikTok. I'll probably put it on YouTube too. But you can see like my hair just looks a little bit nicer, right? And I appreciate that. So I'm gonna keep up with it. I'm gonna keep doing it. I did have an appointment at a Japanese hair salon that specializes in like scalp massage and hair steaming and all these other things. But I did cancel it. I'm sure that I will reschedule it. I just need to do that. I need to do these little things. But in between doing something like actually like going to the salon and again spending money on the services, finding different ways that I can bring that to my home and to my own routine. And I just bought a set from Fable and Mane, and they just have minis of each in there. And I thought this is good to go. So, I have my tea, I'm doing my reading, I do my skincare, I do my little elevated skincare with my facial device, and I do my hair care, and that's what I sleep on, wake up in the morning, and I feel like after I have these nights when I wake up in the morning and I'm doing my shower routine and like washing my hair and all of that, it like instantly just kind of puts me in a better mood because I know the night before was all about me. I know that I was doing things that were good for me. I know that I was focusing on myself, making myself a priority, working on, getting good sleep and all of those things. And I feel like it just helps me start the day in a really positive way. So that's a little bit what I have been doing for building my night routine, but also incorporating these weekly self-care nights. And it really gives me something to look forward to. And it's what I need right now. It's what I need right now. And I'm just happy that I have them to look forward to. So when I was thinking about what I wanted to record today, I've been doing a lot of content around my night routine, like these little TikToks of my hair routine. And I've been working on some posts for the By Samantha March Instagram that kind of focuses on night routine. And then I thought, well, heck, why don't I just sit down and share a full video and kind of talk about the importance of it, why I kind of struggled with it, and why I'm trying to get to the point where I'm as in love with my routine as I am my night routine as I am with my morning routine. And it might take a while. Like I said, it took me, what, 3, 4 years to get down my morning routine. Like, not to say it won't take me that long to get to my night routine, but at least I can keep trying. All right, I feel like I've said morning routine and night routine so many times, I don't even know what I'm talking about anymore. But that's actually where I'm going to wrap up this week's podcast episode. I would love to hear about your routines, or if you have any certain self-care nights, if there's something that you really love to do. I mean, I can remember a few years ago, part of my, like, what I would say it was like a weekly or a monthly self-care night that was like kind of fun and different was walking to an ice cream shop. Like, that was like a fun, like, I looked forward to it. It wasn't, I don't think it was every week that I did it, but at least like once a month. It was fun. Me and my ex-husband and my dog, we would have like a whole night and then we would walk to get ice cream, the three of us. And that was fun, you know? But again, as time changes and things change and situations change, your routines will keep changing along with you. So that's what my current one is looking like right now. But I hope you enjoyed hearing about this. Let me know if you have any other podcast episode topics you would like me to discuss. And again, if you're watching on YouTube, I hope that you'll give this one a thumbs up and subscribe. And I will talk to you in the next one. Bye.